the book Romans, part 10. I'm Professor Hannes Lezenhuis of the First Assembly of Yahushua in South Africa, Pretoria, Montana, also international. Should you require any of my books which I've written, or maybe the restoration of the original Sacred Name Bible, the Rottenham version, the one which was translated by Dr. Joseph Briant Rottenham in 1860. I have a couple of copies available, and I have a promotion where for the same price where you normally buy one Bible, I will give you two Bibles. One Bible is totally free, and there's also postage from Postnet to Postnet in South Africa or Namibia. If you are interested, you can contact me at my WhatsApp number, +27, international code, and my number is 0722-367-124, or just go to my website, https://yahvah.co.za. As you can see on the top here, if this is the first time that you are about to participate in a study, I urge you to go to part 1. You already missed out on quite a bit of information. Very important to subscribe to the channel in order to receive the different notifications, as well as our TikTok messages, which is every morning, Monday to Friday. Please send this link to your friends and family, everybody that's dear to you. Make sure at least have a 1611 King James Bible pen and notepad ready. It's very important to know that we do not associate ourselves with the following people: any messianic groups, Israel Vision Group, the Hebrew Root Movement, the Sacred Name Movement, the Yom Movement, the Jehovah Witnesses, the Seventh-day Adventists, any Protestant church, denomination, organization, or Catholic church. We don't belong to nobody. We are only a Bible study group functioning throughout the world. How wonderful is that? With no strings attached. Teaching and preaching the word, being what Yahushua has called his disciples to be. And that is to be evangelists. Go out and evangelize the world. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. According to the restoration of the original Sacred Name Bible, the 1816 Rottenham version, the name Jesus was originally Yahushua, the name God was originally Elohim Hashem, the name Lord was originally Yahweh, and the name Holy Spirit was originally the Ruach HaKodesh. Welcome to Breakfast with Prof. Hannes. What a pleasure. We're so excited. I trust that this study today will be a blessing unto you, and that you will learn something, you will receive something that makes you excited to want to be part of this study group. Please spread this gospel, teach this gospel, give the link to your friends, make people excited, send them the link, send them off the videos. Right, we are to continue where we left off yesterday morning. Hallelujah. Time is going so fast. The book Romans chapter 1 verse 9. Now, yesterday Apostle Paul was so excited for what was happening in the Yahvist congregation in Rome. They were just a lot of Gentiles, and suddenly they were born again of water and the Ruach HaKodesh, with a testimony of powerful healings and savings, where people were saved by grace in the name of Yahushua. Hallelujah. Now he says here in Romans 1 verse 9, for God is my witness. It's impossible. Paul could have never wrote this. Why not? Can you tell? For God is my witness. There was no word such as God. The word God never originated to the Father. Because the creator of heaven and earth was never called God. in the Hebrew. Not once. Yes, afterwards it was translated to our Bibles. But in Hebrew, there was never a word like God to lift up the creator of heaven and earth, or to mention him. No. He had, and he has, a name. He had a name those years, and he has a name today. His name is Yahweh Almighty. In Hebrew, Yod Aleph Hay Vav Aleph Hay. Yahweh. Yod Aleph Hay Vav Aleph Hay, from left to right, Y-A-H-V-A-H. Yahweh. How easy is it? Not God. Now, when they referred to God in the time of the apostles and of Yahushua being on earth more than 2,000 years, he was referring to pagan gods with a small g. The sun god, Ra, Zeus, Isis, Nimrod. They were all one god with a small g, the sun god. And the word God was never a Hebrew name. It is a Greek name that comes from the word Theos. Theos. Theos in Greek is God, referring to the ancient Egyptian Amen-Ra, the sun god. Nimrod, the sun god. Zeus, the Greek sun god. Isis, the sun god. And then in the new translations, they use that the titles of a sun god to make it as if it is referring to the creator of heaven and earth, and they call him God. It's a disgrace. It's a devaluation in authority, calling him God. Now, why do they use his name? Because this is how the Catholics operate. You must get my book, What is Your God's Name? In that book, I'm dealing with all these matters and subjects. And I'm going to change that, which says God. I'm going to say, for Yahweh Almighty is my Apostle Paul's witness, not a God. God can be any God, can be anybody. Buddha is a God. Vishu is a God. Satan is a God. You know what the word God means? G-O-D? It means object of worship. Now I'm looking into this Sony camera, and I can say, this is my God. But the camera is not my God. It's not his name. When I say, this camera is my God, what is my God's name? Well, there's the name, Sony. So even the camera has a name. So if I say the camera is my God, it means the camera is my object of worship. You understand what I'm saying? So the Christians, they call them Christians. They don't know the word Christian has been created by Constantine. I just want to use the phrase here. For the churchgoers, the people, the denominations and organizations and Protestants and charismas, they don't know their God's name. Because the word God means object of worship. And that's why I say, my camera can be my God. This light here, it can be my God. There's different things in the studio here. That can be my God. Means object of worship. But that object of worship has a name. It has a name. Do you know your God's name? Do you know your God's name? Because you're calling him God. the object that you are worshipping, what is his name? Oh, his name is Lord. Lord. You must read Hosea 2 verse 15 and 16. Hosea 2 verse 15 and 16. He says, you will no longer call me Lord. L-O-R-D. Lord. Because Lord and God is the same, reference. Hosea 2, 15 and 16 says, Isaiah 2 verse 16 and 17, verse 16 says, you will no longer call me Lord, L-O-R-D, capital letters, but my Abbi, my Baal. Baal is a pagan god. Verse 17 says, in this time, in 2026, I will remove the name of the Baals out of your midst. The gods that you worship. It says, for God is my Apostle Paul's witness. No, God can't be his witness. Because Apostle Paul had never written God. He knew his name. He knew his name. He would have said, for Yahweh, my Elohim, or Yahweh Almighty, is my witness, Apostle Paul's witness, whom I serve with my spirit. It doesn't mean he serves him in the Ruach HaKodesh. He says, whom I, that's Apostle Paul, serve with my spirit. Now, every one of us has a spirit. I've explained it before. Let me do it again. The Ruach HaKodesh, it is the Spirit, the Holy Spirit, if I may call it that. But I have my own spirit, my own attitude, my own being. That is my spirit. The way I present myself is how people know me. And that's the attitude by which I live. It's my spirit, my representing of myself. Although the Ruach HaKodesh lives in us, the Holy Spirit who's in control. I can get up in the morning, I can be as moody and I can be fightable and I can looking for arguments, and that's, I'm creating a spirit. That is ruling in me. That's me. That's my attitude. Now this is what Apostle Paul is talking. For Yahweh is my Apostle Paul's witness, whom I serve with my spirit. With other words, I want to serve him in my attitude. In the gospel of his son. Now I will change this. In the gospel, capital G. Gospel is the word of salvation. The message of life. Of his son. Now who's he? Who is his? There. It's Yahushua. In the gospel of his is father. Son. Yahushua. So that H must be a capital H. Surely. At least. See how they're degrading the creator of heaven and earth. Our father. Yahweh. Our Elohim. Whom I serve with my spirit in the gospel, the message of salvation of his son. Who's his? Capital H, Yahweh's, our Elohim's son. Who's the son? Yahushua. That without ceasing in making mention, that without stopping, I make mention. I never stop. I never cease. I never put my handbrake on. I never make it slow. We testify about the revelation name. It's on our lips. It's in our minds. It's our being. It is our DNA. knowing the Father, the Son, and the Ruach's names. And this is what it's all about. The moment that I put the names in bracket, this whole scripture just becomes like an atomic bomb, explosive, powerful. Where if I just read it as it's written in the 1611 King James Bible, it's just another verse. But with the adding in, putting in, the knowledge, the revelation knowledge, that Father Yahweh is granting us ever, with every scripture, every word, every line, every verse. He just reveals Himself over and over and over again, making this word so powerful, more than any atomic bomb can ever be. It says, "For Yahweh is my apostle Paul's witness, whom I serve with my spirit, with myself, my person, in the gospel of his son, in the gospel of his Yahweh's son, Yahushua, that without ceasing I'm making mention," I don't want to stop, "of you always in my presence, you, the bride." Apostle Paul was referring to the Romans here, the congregation in Rome. And I want to say today, we in South Africa, teaching and preaching this revelation gospel, we never want to cease doing it. And we always want to make mention of everyone, every Yahwist brother and sister that's listening and participating in these studies. We always want to keep you in our prayers. Keep us in your prayers as well. We need your prayers. I trust that this week's studies has been a real blessing unto every one of us. I've received a wonderful anointing every time when I come and sit here to minister the gospel. And I trust that this anointing is flowing through into your life, where you desire to do much more than what you are used to do. The weekend is upon us. Let's look for an opportunity to sow the seed of life in somebody's life. Let's be a witness unto a lost world. Let's exhibit the fruits of the Ruach HaKodesh in this weekend, so that Yahushua can be glorified in our lives. Until Monday, if it's Father's will, Maranatha. Yahushua is coming back again. Hallelujah.